This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi assured Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky that the country is willing to do everything in its capacity to help war-torn Ukraine and provide them with a possible resolution to the current situation. The two leaders held talks on the sidelines of the G7 summit in Hiroshima on Saturday. With Modi saying the war in Ukraine is a huge topic of discussion for the entire world, he says he does not consider it to be just an issue of economy or politics, but an issue of humanity and humanitarian values. The talk posed a chance for the Ukrainian leader to both drum up support from India and sound out the Global South member with long ties to Russia. A second meeting on Friday between White House and Republican congressional negotiators on a raising of the federal government's debt ceiling broke up with no progress cited by either side and no additional meeting set. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre acknowledged that stakes could not be higher.
A default would plunge our economy into recession. Economists estimate that millions of Americans could lose their jobs. Hardworking families could lose their retirement savings. So our team will stay at it. We will stay focused. And we hope that Speaker McCarthy's team will negotiate in good faith as well.
Mr. Biden is cutting short his G7 trip to continue negotiations. The official number of dead from the powerful cyclone that struck Myanmar has grown to at least 145, including 117 members of the Muslim Rohingya minority, state television reported Friday. The accounting of casualties from the cyclone has been slow, in part due to communication difficulties in the affected areas and the military government's tight control